Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm speaking with Mr. Travion Anthony, 14-year-old who enjoys basketball, football. He has aspirations of becoming a professional basketball player, but has decided that his academics mean much more to him than the game. I think that's admirable. And one of the things that you were sharing with us is that there are some challenges, though, mm-hmm. to succeeding academically. And one of those has to do with peer pressure, when some of your peers might be trying to pull you away from
right.
the business at hand. And you said that one of the things that you can do is try to pull them on course instead of letting them pull you off course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always easy. And so when it seems like, okay, I've tried, and they just don't want to come along with me, then what?
I guess we just leave them by themselves and not succeed. We're about the person that wants to succeed and leave the other one hanging.
Well, how about this whole thing of seeming to be cool? Isn't that important? And how does that play in to when they're trying to pull you away to be cool? And you're saying, well,
Really know about that one. I think if we was to be cool with them, we would be messed up and wouldn't be able to succeed. But if we follow in our footsteps and believe what we believe in, maybe it'll help us not to follow with them.
Because it seems like it's almost as though each individual has to decide for themselves
right.
what it means to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they're saying, hey, look, we want you to be cool with us, being cool may not mean to you failing academic. That might be what cool means to them.
Right.
But you're saying that's really not the way I see cool.
Right.
So you got to deal with the academics. You got to be focused, as you mentioned earlier, in
right.
school
mm-hmm.
while you're in class.
Yep.
You got to be ready to take care of the homework assignments.
Right.
You got to be willing to deal with peer pressure for those peers who pull you aside. Is there a flip side where you find that some of your peers actually encourage you to do well in school?
You don't find many of those who say, come on, let's do the right thing. You find more people that want to do the wrong thing than right people.
So in a way, you've got to reach outside of your school in order to find people who will encourage you and
right.
inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of the people that the young people look to for that encouragement?
They could look up celebrities, basketball players, and maybe their own parents. But mostly, I think they should look up to God.
Right. Why God? What role would he play?
Play the most honest. He's wonderful. He helped get your day started. And, yeah.
That makes sense to me. Because you know what? I'm a firm believer, Trey, that whether we say that God is the one who's most important in our lives, or people say he's least important in their lives, if they're able to do well academically, I really believe it's because God has given them the ability
right.
to do well academically, even if they don't acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're doing well with instruments,
right.
I think that very often it's because God gave them the ability to do well with that instrument, even if they don't acknowledge him.
Right.
So I can see your point. You know, God created us. He's given us the abilities that we have.
Right.
And so I can see why, yeah, he should be the first person, the main person we look to.
Right.
For encouragement, inspiration,
mm-hmm.
improvement of abilities. You mentioned also parents.
Yes.
Do you find that a lot of your peers who want to do well academically are willing to look to their parents, or do they tend to look somewhere outside of the home?
I think they look outside of their home than their parents. Why I say that is because parents, sometimes they don't have time for their children. and maybe they don't want to be bothered with them or anything. But if they parents had the time for them and showed them the right way, maybe that their own son or daughter would look up to them. Now these days you have fast little girls just doing whatever they want to do, and people getting killed, little kids getting raped and everything. So I think if our parents would play a big part and do what they're supposed to do, maybe you won't have this stuff going on and people will be listening and start doing the right thing.
And so a lot of what the parents are doing starts with just being there for the child, showing them that they care.
Right.
And not necessarily starting with helping with homework assignments. That's important. But for the child, the starting point is not the homework, but show me that you care about me.
Right.
Wow, that makes so much sense, especially when you think about how distracting life can be mm-hmm. if we feel like we're not getting love from the people we need it from the most.
Right.
Makes plenty of sense. I tell you what, you really have shared some tremendous insights with us, and I think that is the one that point you just made, that insight you just shared about the importance of parents making it clear mm-hmm. to the children.
Right.
That they truly care about their children. I think that's the insight that I'm going to leave the people with. And I want to thank you for joining me again, too, and speaking with us about how we can help our young people be set up for academic success. And ladies and gentlemen, you know what I always ask you to do? Grab hold to some of those insights that were shared with us today and share them with some of the people who you know can benefit from it. That is one of the great ways that you can let some of life's best moments come through you.